父神，今天早上我们聚在这个地方。
Father, we gather here this morning together.
我愿意等候在你面前。
We are waiting upon you.
有求你一次教导我们。
Ask you to teach us once again.
叫我们真是能够明白你的心意。
So that we all know your will.
真是使我们能够一天过一天更像我们的主耶稣基督。
So that daily we are more like Christ.
我们这样祷告是奉我们主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我昨天晚上开始跟各位讲到这一个神的能力在基督徒在我们身上彰显的情况怎么样。
Last night I started to talk about how the power of God is expressed through the lives of Christians.
那为着要使我们明白这个神的能力在我们身上的彰显呢，保罗给我们做一个比较，就是神的能力还没有在我们彰显以前，在我们身上彰显以前，跟神的能力在我们身上彰显以后的对比。
So in order to help us understand, Paul shows us the contrast about how the power of God is expressing our lives before we were a Christian and after we became a Christian.
所以第二章第一节到第三节先跟我们讲到我们还没有得救以前我们的情况是怎么样。
So in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 through 3, Paul was describing what we were before we were saved.
所以我们昨天看过这个还没有神的能力还没有运行在我们身上以前，我们是死在过犯罪恶之中。
So last night we saw that before God's power is expressed in our lives, we were dead in sin.
第二，好，第二，我们就是被奴役，就是我们被现今的世代的这个管制。
So the second.We were enslaved, that is, being controlled by our current world.
那现在的世界对我们有很大的这个力量把我们捆住。那现在的世代是什么呢？就是这种背叛神或者根本不理神的那种态度、那种作风。
So this world has a lot of power over us and controls us so that we tend to ignore God.
那第二个呢？保罗说我们是被撒旦的力量奴役着。
Secondly, we were enslaved by Satan.
那第三，我昨天晚上我给各位讲这个，没有这个东西很难讲，就是这个东西，就是我们受我们的，我昨天说 sucks 那个字啊，很难翻，我把意思昨天晚上跟各位讲啊，就是说我们受这个 sucks 情欲的奴役，失去了自由。
So third is we were enslaved by the desires of our sucks. That is, we no longer have the freedom.
那这里啊，保罗跟我们讲讲很重的一件事，就说这个他在这段圣经里面告诉我们说，这个 SARS 的情欲啊，其实分成两部分。
So Paul is trying to tell us that there are actually two parts to the desires of SARS.
这个 SARS 的情欲包括肉体所喜好的和心中所喜好的。
It includes the desires of the body and desires of the mind.
那其实啊，这里所说中文把它翻成所喜好的那个字啊，其实在希腊文里面是一个意志，就是肉体的意志和心中的意志。
So what's pleasing to the body is actually the will of the body.
所以我们这里也可以看到，我们平常讲到情欲啊，我们平常讲到情欲，常常有很多人就误会以为说 ，OK， 我有这个好像有一个，比如说。有人说，OK， 一个基督徒啊，看到一个女孩子啊，他就心里就不会觉得怎么样，反正看到一个女孩子像看到一个石头一样。
So someone would misinterpret the passions of truth. They think the passions of the flesh. They think that as if a Christian sees a beautiful girl, and he would treat it as if she was simply a piece of rock.
或者是一个基督徒女孩子啊，看到一个基督徒漂亮男孩子，一看他像木头一样，看神。
So just like a Christian girl, when she sees a handsome young man, she will consider that's just a piece of wood.
或者是说有人看到，哎呀，有些人呐、啊、很有钱，那想说，哎，如果我有钱也不错啊。这一想我已经犯罪了，以为这样。
So maybe someone would see another rich person. He said, "Wouldn't it be nice to be like that individual?" Then they feel that they might have sinned.
其实圣经里面所说的情欲啊，不只是说有这么一个现在有点不错啊，有也不错啊，不是这种观念啊，而是我们的意志包括在哪里面。
So the passions of our flesh is not really referring to the case that, oh, wouldn't it be nice to be like this or like that? It really includes our will in trying to get it.
因为这一点上有很多基督徒有这么一个错误的观念，所以常常啊过了一个很什么很痛苦的生活，所以我故意跟各位提醒这一点。
Because I know many Christians really suffered in their lives because they misunderstood what the Bible was teaching. So that's why I made a special mention of this point.
这里所说的情欲啊 ，sex 的情欲啊，乃是说我有这个意志，我不但是觉得哎这个不错啊，就是我真的想办法想要得到那种意志的因素包括在里面。
So the passions of our sex really imply the will of trying to get involved.
那保罗说，我们还没有得救以前呢，我们是在神愤怒之下。换句话说，我们是一个可怒之子。
So, before we were saved, we were son of the wrath.
可是当我们谈到这个神的愤怒的时候啊 ，wrath of God, 神的愤怒的时候，我们又是有一般人有一些错误的观念，以为说，哎，咱们神可以发脾气。
So, yet people again misunderstood this term, the wrath of God. You know, how could God ever be angry?
因为我们讲我们各个人呢，我们自己发怒的时候，乃是我们发脾气，对不对？可是圣经里面所说的神的愤怒，跟我们的发脾气不一样，不是神的发脾气。
So we know how we are like when we get angry, but when the Bible talk about the wrath of God, this is quite different from our own anger.
有几件事我们晓得，当我们发脾气的时候。我们可以看几件事啊，我们的发脾气跟神的怒啊愤怒不一样，有几件事我们可以看。
So there are several characters of our angry, of our anger, which is different from God's wrath.
常常当我们发脾气的时候，我们是什么呢？比如说我向某一个人发脾气的话啊，我们总是想办法要加害给那一个人，我根本不管不顾虑到这个人的好坏，我总是想办法使这个人不会脱掉，不能够避免我的这个。我要加在他身上的害处，对不对
？So when we are angry at somebody, you know, we try to make sure that this object of our anger cannot escape the difficulties that we have designed for.
当我们向一个人发脾气的时候，我们不会真正的爱他。
So when we're angry at an individual, we can no longer love that individual.
当我们发脾气的时候，我们常常失去我们的理性。
So when we're angry at an individual, we sometimes lose our mind.
可是啊，神的发怒并不是跟这个完全不一样。
But God's wrath is different.
你晓不晓得，当神啊，为我们因为我们的犯罪，神发怒的时候啊，神的这个愤怒的时候啊，神还会想办法告诉我们，使我们怎么样避免受他的这个脾不是脾气，受他的这个发怒的这个灾这个什么那个、效果。
So even if we're under God's wrath, God is still trying to find ways for us so that we won't suffer too much under that.
当神为我们的罪，因为我们的罪愤怒的时候，神不会失去他的理性。
So when God is angry because of our sin, He would not lose His rationale.
他会想办法，神发这个神愤怒的时候啊，神还是爱我们。神是对我们的罪愤怒，可是神还是爱我们，告诉我们怎么避免，使我们避免他愤怒的后果。
So even when God is angry toward our sins, yet He still loves us as individuals, and He tries to find ways so that we can avoid this punishment.
因此，神的愤怒并不是神发脾气，而是神的圣洁的性格对我们罪所有那种反应。
So God's wrath is not simply that God gets angry at us. It is simply His holy character reacts to our sins.
这个就是我们还没有得救以前的情况。
So this is the status, the situation before we are saved.
可是神的力量临到我们身上之后，使我们得救。神的力量改变了这一些。
So when God's power is upon us and He saved us and He changed the whole situation.
所以以弗所书第二章第一节到第三节跟第四节以下那里成为一个 很大的一个对比。
So there's a great contrast between Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 through 3 and verses 4 and following.
所以第二章第四节说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，咱们说开始讲到神的力量临到我们身上产生什么的结果。
So starting with verse 4, but because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, and afterwards He talked about the results of God's mercy.
那其实啊， 保罗在这里为要告诉我们说神对我们的爱是多么的大，保罗在这里用了四个不同的字来讲到神的怜悯、神的爱、神的恩典、神的恩慈。
So Paul used four different words to describe how great was God's love toward us.
那里啊，第一，他讲到神蛮有怜悯，神的怜悯。
First, he talked about God is a God of mercy.
你开始替我翻中文啊。这个怜悯是什么呢？就是说神的 pity for the misery which is a consequence of sins， 或者说神的 sympathy which lead to assistance， 那个就是怜悯。
怜悯就是说这个神对我们的目前因为罪所带来的苦境非常的同情，他来帮助我们。
对，那这个爱呢，就是神 seek your very best，神所要的，神所寻求的，就是寻求对你最大好处。
So God really, as far as love is concerned, God is seeking your very best.
那恩典是什么呢？就是神对我们 unmerited favor， 我们自己不应该配得的，可是神对我们这么大的好处 favor,
grace,
unmerited favor.
Grace is unmerited favor to us.
那恩慈是什么呢？
What is kindness?
恩慈啊，就是神对我们的好处，没有限制对我们的好处。没有怎么说啊，没有 sharpness， 没有那个很尖锐的那一种，好像会对我们伤害我们那一种。 OK， 神对这个罪啊暂时没有那个 OK 可以控制他的那种愤怒啊，没有马上来审判我们的罪那种观念。
So God even though he was indignant, you know, he would not he did notHe was not willing to punish it right away.
保罗就说，虽然我们犯罪啊，神对我们就有这样的态度。
So even though we're sinners, yet God's attitude toward us was like that.
那神对，因为神有这么大的对我们这种态度啊，因此啊，这里圣经告诉我们说，神的救恩就临到我们身上。
So because of this attitude, so salvation grace came unto us.
那第一。当神的能力临到我们身上的时候，产生在我们身上的后果就是这个。
So the first consequence is like this.
如果我们要真正要明白保罗在第二章第四节底下所讲的那几句话啊，跟要明白这些话，要跟第二章一节到三节那一段互相对比，这种对比能够帮助我们了解。
So in order to understand what Paul wrote after verse 4 of chapter 2, we have to contrast it with what's in verses 1 through 3.
第一，神使我们本来死在这个过犯罪恶之中，现在神使我们活过来。
So first, even though we were dead to sin, yet God made us alive again.
那这个活过来包括什么观念呢？就是说我们从今以后与神和好，跟神当中有开始有沟通，跟神当中有交通。
So first we are reconciled with God and we start to communicate with Him.
那神的能力能够消除罪 ，OK， 罪致人于死的那种作用。
So God's power could eliminate the consequence of death because of sin.
第二啊
，Secondly。
讲到说神的能力在我们身上啊，赐给我们新的生命，使我们活过来，复活过来。
So, God gave us a new life so that we can live again.
那这样我们有新的生命之后，就会有生命的新的表现。
So, because of this new life, yeah, we will have a new expression of life.
所以我们在我们的心智意念方面，在我们的 will， 在我们的 volition 方面，我们的情况就不一样了。
So it is expressed.In our mind,
okay, 就是我们的 will, 我们的 mind, okay, 我们 will, 我们这心智意念方面啊，对不起，我们心智意念，对不起啊，
okay,
对 mind, 就是说什么呢？我们以往所想的呀，只想到限制于现今的时代，可是从今以后，我们的思想，我们的考虑不限于现今的时代，我们开始看到这个永远的 perspective, 永远的这个什么，这观点。
Because in the past, our minds were concentrated on what are the things, events around us, the events of this world. But after we're saved, our mind would concentrate on eternity.
以往我们的心思意念只是关心到自己、自私，可是我们现在开始会想到神，我们现在开始会对这永远有新的看法。
So before we were selfish, Now we start to think about God and make new decisions.
从前我们的想法里面根本就没有神存在，根本不把神放在在考虑之内。从今以后，我们真是把神放在考虑之内，事事以神为中心。
So before we didn't even concern God, but now we do, and we like to make everything God-centered.
我们的愿望会改变。
And our desire would change.
以往我们只是要得到现在暂时的喜乐，暂时的快乐。
So in the past, we are only interested in what's gratifying to us right now.
可是现在我们开始会关心到神，我们说喜爱的是喜爱神所喜爱的公义，喜爱神，喜爱圣洁等等。
Now we desire God, we desire righteousness, we desire holiness.
我们的意志改变。
Our will is also changed.
以往我们只是想要怎么讨自己喜悦，怎么自我中心。从今以后，我们做法完全是寻求神的意志，神的旨意。
So in the past, we were trying to make ourselves happy.But now we're trying to seek God and His will.
神的生命把我们改变之后，我们新的生命之后，我们就跟耶稣基督一直坐在天上。
After God changed us, we're now sitting with Jesus in heavenly places.
那里啊，就好像是，意思就是说，我们虽然呢、啊，现在人不在天上啊，可是我们今天可以怎么说呢？可以 have access to all the heavenly resources.可以什么？可以啊、
可以接触啊、
okay.
接触到所有天上的荣耀，
对天上的一切的这一个资源呐、啊，都我们可以使用。OK， 那个意思。
So we have access to all the heavenly glories.
好，我们从今以后就不再属于这个世代。
So we no longer belong to this world.
我们就再不受这个 sucks 的这情欲或者撒旦的奴隶。
So、we're no longer enslaved by our flesh, our sucks,
or Satan. 我们不再在这个神的愤怒底下。
So we're no longer under God's wrath.
可是我们要得到这些经验。
But in order to receive those experiences,
我们要得到这些，就是必须我们在基督里面，我们和基督同在一起，跟基督联合在一起。
So we have to be united with Christ.
OK， 如果我们不跟基督联合在一起的话，我们根本没有办法得到这些。
Unless we're united with Christ, we can never experience this.
那这里啊，我要跟各位提起两点。
So I like to make two special points.
保罗告诉我们说啊，我们要跟基督联合在一起啊，就是因着信，借着信与基督联合在一起。
So Paul is telling us through faith we're united with Christ.
既然保罗一直在强调我们借着信。与基督连在一起啊，那是表示什么呢？表示我们并不是跟基督成为一个怎么说呢？被基督所吸收，成为基督的一部分。
So to be united with Christ does not mean that we're absorbed by Christ and become part of Him.
我们跟基督联合在一起，就是说，就好像夫妻当中啊联合在一起，并不是说好，当这神律师结婚了以后。啊、跟这个刘启明结婚了以后，刘启明就消失掉了，变成神律师的一部分。
Okay.
没有这个意思。
So it is the same union like the union between husband and wife. It's not saying that when two individuals get married, they become just one individual, another person disappear.
因为我在某一些中文的书籍里面看过有人这么说。
Because I've seen somebody making such comments, you know, some Chinese theologians.
就是说，我们信耶稣以后，我们要跟基督完全联合在一起之后啊，我就把我自己的 personhood, 我自己的这个
人格
或者格位啊位格，我这个人格位格、啊、就消失在神的位格里面去。
I've seen people saying that after we're united with Christ, our own personhood disappears and we become part of Christ.
其实这个。根本不是圣经所教导的真理，那是其实是佛教的想法。
Yeah, this is not what's taught by the Bible, but probably the Buddhists believe those.
所以我们要弄清楚，我们跟基督联合在一起啊，是借着我们的信，我们继续不断的相信神，我们才能够继续维持跟基督的这个关系。
So we should remain faithful to Christ, so that we can remain we can remain in this union with
Christ. 而且我们不会跟基督完全变成什么，跟基督成为，我们就消失我们的位格，不没有那个东西。
So our personhood would not disappear.
还有一件事啊，我们跟基督联合在一起啊， 有一些人以为说啊，我要爱基督，我要跟基督啊联合在一起，我要爱主啊，会觉得怎么样？觉得说我这个心里啊，我这心里的这个情感啊，好像常常被基督怎么吸住一样。
So some people would feel that now that I want to love Christ, you know, he is really so attractive to me, you know, to my emotions and my love and.
Well, I'm attracted to him emotionally.
I'm attracted to him emotionally.
有人呢、啊，以这个 emotion， 以这个情感说，我这个情感呢，有没有被耶稣吸住？这个来决定我是不是跟耶稣联合在一起。
So some people would use, you know, how attracted is my emotions to Christ to use that to rate my faith in Christ.
其实这种情感、这种情感情绪这个东西啊，是最不可靠的东西。
But in fact, the emotions are the least reliable of all measures.
我讲一个例子啊。
For example,
教父要找你，我直接找曾医师。
Now it's registered.
他今天没有翻译，我可以找他。曾医师跟曾太太结婚了，对不对？
Yeah.
结婚了很久了，我不想多久， yeah. 很久了。
Reggie and Esther has been married for a long time. I don't know how long.
对不对？你刚刚啊，第一次，你要凭良心讲啊，不要撒谎。
So you have to tell me in truth and don't lie. He wants to take my place.
曾医师第一次碰见曾太太的时候啊，哎呀，他心里好像被那个女孩子。他在吸引住一样，对不对？最初
，When Reggie first saw Esther, you know, he couldn't stop his heart from pounding.
那经过一段时期以后啊，以后比如说他们结婚了以后啊，刚刚那个什么，刚刚结婚的时候兴奋的时候啊，他的心里常常被那个女孩子，不，被那个太太吸引住。
So even during their honeymoon, you know, his heart was constantly attracted to Esther.
可是现在他们可能结婚十几年，有没有？大概有吧。
Now that they are married for 15 years?
20年
20 years?
还没有 OK 十几年算十五年
15 years
OK 这十几年来这个经过十几年之后啊请问他们两个当中的关系啊比他们刚刚初第一次见面的时候的关系更亲密还是更不亲密
OK Can you guess, you know, now that they're married for more than 15 years, are their relationships closer now than they did before compared to...
当然了，对不对？除非说你们快离婚了，大概没有了。
So unless you are planning on a divorce, you know, you should be closer.
可是啊，虽然他们彼此当中的这个联合啊，好像更亲密一点了，可是你问他看看，他现在有没有每一天啊，每个时刻，他的心被那个，被那正太太在吸引住了？
So we assume that Reggie is now closer to Esther, but I ask you, you know, whether his emotions are more attached to Esther than he did before.
No, only attached is attractive.
Attractive.
Attractive. 有没有？
没有。No.
如果这样的话，他医生也不要做了。
If he is more attracted now, then he can no longer be a medical
okay,
doctor.
可是他的 emotion 不会觉得那种一种很大的吸引力一样不会。
So he may no longer be that attracted by Esther emotionally.
其实我们当中有很多结婚的人都大家都晓得。
Many of us here are married, and you know what I'm trying to
tell you. 所以就是说，这种 emotion 觉得情感上呢被他吸引，并不见得。可以来决定说你爱你的太太多少，并不是说因为你爱你的太太，一定要是情感上这样被吸住。其实如果你天天情感上被他这吸住的话，你早死掉了。
So the love to your spouse, it shouldn't be measured by how attached or attracted your emotions are to your spouse.
可是你要看看到底啊，这个曾太太是不是还关心爱这个曾医师啊？你可以试试看啊，有一个方法。
But you can still test it.But see how, you know, Esther really, whether Esther really cared for Reggie more.
你开始骂曾医师这个人呢、啊，连这个、不要去找他，因为他你生病找他，他用毒药给你吃，你就吃了死掉了。他翻译就不会翻，所以我今天早上不让他翻。这样啊，你开始骂他，看看他的态度怎么样。
Okay. So one thing you can test is to start saying bad things about Reggie, like you know he's a worst doctor, you know always.Prescribe poisons to people, and then you know he wasn't qualified to be his interpreter, so that's why he's not interpreting this morning.
Oh, 这样讲的话怎么样？他的太太开始辩论了。没有，他说会开始什么？他会开始会替他的先生辩论，而且他会开始 关心他的下。
You know how Esther would respond after you say that? You know, she would start defending Reggie and to say good things about him.
比如说礼拜天的晚上，他们回到新西兰去啊。礼拜一他上班。
After they return to Cincinnati Sunday evening, and when Reggie goes to work Monday morning,
他收了一封信。
So he received a letter.
他说他已经 fired, 被 fired.
So indicating that he has been fired.
他的太太会怎么样？他的太太说，哎，很高兴啊，你看你被 fired。
So would Esther be happy?
会不会这样？不会。
Of course.
他的太太会非常关心，说怎么搞的？他没有什么理由，怎么把你 fired 掉？
So Esther would be very concerned, wondering, you know, why could people do that to Reggie?
他可能比他争议数更生气。
So she might be angrier than Reggie in under those.
所以就是说，我们跟基督联合在一起啊，并不是凭我们的感情，是我们跟神当中的关系啊。我们是不是爱神，是看我们是不是真正的关心神的事，不一定是凭你的感情说，我的感情是不是被神吸引着，到什么都不能做了。
So our relationship with Christ is not measured by how our emotions are attracted by Christ, but rather on how whether we are concerned about.Christ's works, you know, the events related to Christ.
So yeah, 我们千万不要常常以我们的感情来 measure, 来测衡量我们跟神的关系，我们爱神不爱神。
So please do not measure your love toward God through your emotions, by your emotions.
这段圣经里面保罗跟我们讲过一句话。
So in Ephesians 2:8, Paul said one thing.
你们得救是本着恩，也因着信。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith.
这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
And this not from yourselves, it is a gift of God.
那这一节圣经啊，有人被人家误会。
So many people misunderstood this particular verse.
因为曾经有一个人这么说，跟我这么说。
Because I heard someone telling me.
他说 ：“OK， 你的圣经说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。那这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。”
So because.The Bible says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is a gift of God.
So he says, this 神实在太没有意思，太不公道。
So this God is not fair.
因为什么呢？因为这个信呢，我的信是神赐给我的。那神没有赐给我信心，我不信他，我不信他是因为他没有把信给我，所以我不信他，他把我一脚踢到地里面去，太不公道。
Because faith is an important element in this, and since faith is given by God, if he has not given me that faith,And I couldn't believe in him, and then I suffer in hell, so that's unfair.
其实他这么说的原因，因为他误解了这节圣经。
The reason he said that is because he misunderstood this.
因为什么呢？我告诉各位一件事。
Tell you one thing.
英文的文法，中文大概也差不多了。我们这有文法，有分男阳性、阴性，对不对
？So in grammar, we know about the genders of a.Words, the male, masculine, feminine genders.
可是希腊文呢，除了这个阳性、阴性之外，还有一个中性。
So in Greek, there's a masculine and feminine, and also neutral.
Okay, neuter.
Neuter.
那你看啊，你们得救不能恩这个字，恩这个字是阴性。
So when you are saved by grace, the word grace is feminine.
因着信，这个信呢也是阴性。
So through faith, and faith is also feminine.
这不是出于你自己，这个这啊，不是阴性，而是中性。
But and this not from yourself. The word this is in neuter gender.
所以这个这并不是指着信心。
So the word this does not refer.To the faith.
所以并不是说我的信心，我相信不相信这个信心是神给我的，不是这个意思。
It is not saying that the faith is given by God.
其实那里说神所赐的 gift of God 这个 gift 啊，这个神所赐的这个也是中性。
So the gift of God is also in neuter gender.
所以这是什么意思
？What does that mean then?
就是说啊，这里所说的中性啊，这并不是出于这个这啊，是指的这个东西，这个整个。
Okay.So the word this is really referring to what's preceding it, the whole theme, the grace and faith.
就是说你们可以本出恩，因着信来得救，这件事是从神出来的，不是你自己跳出来的。
So the fact that you are saved by grace and also through faith is given by God.
如果神不预备这个救恩告诉我们说我们可以本出恩，因着信来得救的话，你就相信了。
So unless God has made this possible, that is, to be saved by grace and through faith, then, you know, it doesn't matter how many times you believe in it, it would be useless.
所以各位不要再以为说这个这啊是指着信心，以为说神没有给我信心，我不信他，那神把我丢到地狱里去，再不公道，千万不要这么写。
So don't consider the word this referring to faith. It's really referring to the process of salvation.
神已经预备了这个救恩之后，信不信是由你，你千万不要怪神。
So after God prepared this salvation to you, and whether its acceptance and its rejection is based on you and you alone, so don't blame God.
好，我们大概必须赶快走
了。We have to move fast now.
Okay. 好，我们现在来看第二章十一节以下。
So let's start reading chapter 2, beginning with verse 11.
这样啊。好，这里啊，我们要开始看到。所以第十节，所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人。
So therefore remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth.
十三节，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督里面怎么样怎么样，就开始这么说。
Remember that verse 13.
Thirteen.
But now in Christ you who once were far away have been etc. etc.
Okay, 这样看的话，我们马上可以看到啊，你看。第十节跟十二节这一段 ，A 这一段跟 B 十三节底下的这一段啊，是成为一个对比，对不对
？So we know that the passage beginning with verse 11 is really a parallel to the passage.
Not parallel, contrast.
In contrast with a passage beginning with verse 13.
所以其实啊，这一段圣经是什么呢？跟你们讲到，好比较对比，对照我们从前还没有得救以前我们的情况底下怎么样？现在在基督耶稣里面我们的情况怎么样，就这 A 跟 B 当中对比。
So part A and B is a clear contrast between what we were before and what we are now.
这个 C 十九节以后就跟你们讲到这个后果是什么。
So part C, starting with verse 19, tells us of the consequences.
Okay, 所以我们来看啊。
So let's look at them.
我们从前还没有得救以前，我们做外邦人，我们的情况是什么？我们跟基督没有关系。
So formerly we are Gentiles and we're not related to Christ. And what
我们在以色列的国民以外，我们根本不属于这个神所拣选的这以色列人里面。
We're not part of Israel, which is God's elect.
所以我们在应许的之约上是局外人。我们神跟以色列人所定的那些盟约跟我们没有关系。
We're outside of the many covenants God made with Israel.
活在世上没有指望
，so there was hopeless to live in this world.
因为没有神，意思没有神的意思是说我根本跟神没有关系。
Because there's no God, or there's no way for us to establish a relationship with God.
这个就是我们从前呢，我们从前这个还没有得救以前，我们情况就这样。
So this is how we were before we were saved.
如今呢
，now
现在我们在基督里面情况就不一样。
Now in Christ, we're different.
我们借着耶稣基督的死，借着神的能力啊，我们今天可以亲近神。
Through the death of Jesus Christ and through God's power, we can be drawn closer to God.
以往没有神，就说跟神没有关系。现在我们不但是有跟神关系啊，我们现在可以亲近神。
So we had no relationship with God, and now that now we have relationship, and we can get ever closer to Him.
保罗告诉我们说，耶稣基督的死，基督的血，就指着耶稣基督的死。成就了下面这三件事。
So the blood of Jesus accomplishes the following three things.
第一就是，本来神的律法是把以色列人跟外邦人把它隔开走。
In earlier times, the law of God separates people from God.
No. Separate Gentile from the Jew.
Okay. They separate Gentiles from Jews.
那耶稣基督的死啊，就毁掉了这个律法，就把犹太人跟外邦人当中的中间的隔断的这个墙，把它毁掉。
His death nullifies the law, and he broke this wall that stood between the Jews and Gentiles.
其实神呢、啊，最初。
So in earlier times,
okay, 也许我可以念一段圣经啊。
So let's read the passage.
我们看啊，这个加拉太书第三章。
So let's read Galatians chapter 3,
23节。
verse 23.
加拉太三章二十三节。
Galatians 3:23.
但这因信得救的你，还未来以先，我们被看守在律法之下，只劝到那将来的真道显明出来。
Before this faith came, we were held prisoners by the law, locked up until faith should be revealed.
这样律法是我们咒马翻成个迅猛的师傅啊，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义啊。这个方法不是很好的方法，英文也不大。Why?
So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, yet that's not a very appropriate translation, that we might be justified by faith.
OK, 第二十五节，但这因信得救的你既然来到，我们从此就不在师傅的手下。
Now that faith has come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law.
所以你们因信基督耶稣，都是上帝的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
并不分犹太人、希利人等等，就开始讲了。
There's neither Jew nor Greek, and so on.
好，这里跟我们讲一句哈， so, 律法就成为，其实原来希腊文就说律法成为我们的 pedagogos。这句话我不能翻。英文很难翻，我可以把意思告诉各位，很难翻，因为我们现在没有这个东西。
So the law was put in charge to, in the original Greek, this word pedagogos.
那 pedagogos 啊，中文把它翻成说迅猛的师傅，其实不是这个东西。
So that word is not a person who teaches you.
OK, 比如说啊，我是一个在第一世纪的时候一个很有钱的人。
Let's assume that I'm a rich person in the first century.
那在那个时候，因为我很有钱呢，所以在我手下有很多的奴隶 slaves.
Because I'm rich, there are many slaves who work for me.
那当然，我有小孩子，要把小孩子送到学校去念书。
So I have children. I like to send them to school.
那你们知道，在第一世纪的时候，没有 school bus， 没有校车了，对不对？
Yeah. You know that during the first century, there weren't any school buses.
那我这个小孩子啊，你看我的家要到学校上学，可能要走一两小时的路。
So it may take my child an hour or so to walk to school.
那他这个孩子还没有离开家，在家里里面啊，说我父亲管他。
So before the child leaves home, he is under my control as a father.
他到了学校之后，他就是在老师的这个手底下管他。
When he gets to school, he will be under the control of his teachers.
那他离开家要到学校以前这段时间，以及他学校下课以后要回到家这两三个钟头的时间，谁管他呢？
So in the couple of hours, he has to walk on the road, back and forth from school. You know, who is taking care of him?
那个时候我就选我的这很多的奴隶当中一个比较能够负责的奴隶啊，做我这个小孩子的 pedagogos， 来带这个孩子去学校，把这个孩子从学校带回来。
So I would select one slave from my slaves, and who is a very responsible first person, and make him pedagogos, so that he would take my child to school and then take him back afterwards.
那这个 pedagogos 的责任呢，就是要凭着这个小孩子要来执行父亲交给这个小孩子的命令。
So this person would simply accompanies the child and as instructed by his parents.
其中一个很重要的责任就是说，当然我们晓得做父亲的人呢，不要他的小孩子交坏朋友、滥交朋友。所以他一个很大的责任就是要使这一个小孩子啊，不要交坏朋友。
So one of his major responsibilities was to prevent the child from being influenced by bad friends.
我们看旧约时代的律法是什么？
So what's the purpose of the law?
就是犹太人的 pedagogos.
The law is a pedagogos of the Jews.
怎么翻？中文没有这个东西啊。
Okay.
There's
no such a personality today, so it's very hard to translate.
所以律法的一个作用就是要使犹太人跟这个他的附近的外邦人呢，能够分别出来，不要使犹太人跟这个他附近的周围的这个坏的外邦人彼此当中有这个交坏朋友。
So the purpose of the law was to protect the Jews so that they won't be influenced by the Gentiles who live around them.
所以这个律法是成了什么呢？成为外邦人跟犹太人当中没有办法交通的一个拦阻，一个什么，一个隔断的墙，
So the law then became a wall that stand between the Jews and the Gentiles.
那耶稣的死啊，毁掉了这个律法。从今以后，保罗说，我们不在 Paragogos 底下了。我们今天呢，犹太人跟外邦人可以联合在一起。
So Jesus' death nullified the law, so that wall is being torn down, so we can be united with Jews.
所以保罗说，在基督耶稣里面呢，我们造成了一个新人。本来犹太人跟外邦人分开，现在啊，神建立了一个新人教会。这个教会里面包括犹太人跟这外邦人在一起的一个新人教会。
God created a new person, which is this church.This body, so that both Jews and Gentiles can start fellowshipping with each other.
而且啊，不但是这样，而且使我们与神和好。
So we can be reconciled with God.
既然如此啊，这样第十九节告诉我们说，好，这个新人，我们今天呢、啊，从犹太人跟这外邦人造成的这个新人，到底有什么特征？
So therefore, you know, in verse 19, you know, what kind of characteristics does this new person have?
第一，跟我们讲到，这是神的国。
First, this is the kingdom of God.
那我们与圣徒同作神国度里面的国民，我们的 fellow citizens， 就是犹太人、外邦人都是 fellow citizens， 同样一个国家。
So both Jews and Gentiles are fellow citizens in the kingdom of God.
这个国家是什么呢？神的国的意思就是说，神在那里作王。
So the kingdom of God means God is a king.
底下我们看啊。我们这个新人是什么？是神的家。
And this new person is God's home, family.
Yeah, family. Family of God.
Family of God.
神的家。那我们知道啊， okay. 一个国的根基在哪里？一个国的国家的根基是在于这一个王权，对不对？有人在那里做王来把整个国家统治，对不对？
So the kingdom is based on sovereignty.
Right. Or sovereignty or reign. Sovereignty. Reign of God.
Reign of God.
Something. Okay. 那一个家的这个基础在哪里？
And what's the basis of a family then?
是什么？所以因为权柄是不是？
Is it because of
sovereignty? 因为生命。
Because of life.
所以我们在成为神的家的一份子啊，就表示我们所有的人都有神的性情。
So if we are part of God's family or God's home, we would all have God's life in us.
所以圣经在强调说，我们每一个人呢，这个新人呢，都是什么？都是神所生的。
So this new person is born by God.
这里讲到这个彼得前书那里跟我们讲到，不啊、彼得后书那里啊、彼得后书一章四节到第十节那里跟我们讲到，我们与神的性情有份。
So, Second Peter, verses one, chapter one, verses 4-10.
这讲到这里，我们叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份，对不对？
So that we may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
那可是我们千万不也说哦，反正我有神的生命了啊，完了，什么都不管了。
So we cannot say that now that we have the life from God and that we are okay.
彼得说啊，正因这个缘故啊，你们要分外的殷勤，有信心加上德性，就要开始讲一大堆这些话。
So, but Peter went on and say that for this very reason, make every effort, add to your faith, goodness, and so on.
所以意思就是说，我们有了生命之后啊，不要以为说我生命就好了。有了生命之后，我们必须追求。我们要长进。
So to have life is not an end, but rather we should continue to seek God.
然后说什么？讲到神的殿。
So we become the temple of God.
我们成了神的殿。
We were built up as if we're a temple of God.
那在神的殿有什么作用？
So what are the functions?
神在他的殿里面，一方面就是要指导、领导、instruct 来这个什么啊？指导他的百姓。
So God instructs his people in the temple.
同时，这个殿是什么？殿是要使人在那敬拜神、侍奉神的地方。
And the temple is also a place to worship God.
所以这里告诉我们，我们今天成了新人了，之后我们应该有什么？
So now that we become a new person, we should have these three.
跟我们生活上有关系的，到底做什么？我们在我们生活当中必须让神做我们的王。
So in our lives, we should make God our king.
我们必须要清楚的知道，我们有神的生命在我们身上，而且这个神的生命必须让它长进。
We should all know that we have God's life in us, and we should make every effort to make it grow.
我们必须接受神的指导，然后我们必须要侍奉神、敬拜神。
So we must receive instructions from God, and we must worship God.
OK, 我们很快再看底下啊。
So let's go on.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
好。第三章保罗说啊，因此我保罗为你们做，为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祷告。
So chapter 3, Paul said, For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for the sake of your Gentiles, and I pray for you.
那里讲到因此，对不对？因此。
4.
各位看啊，我先告诉各位，等一下我再回来。第三章啊，第一节，因此我保罗为你们外邦人，为你们。外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祷告。然后、啊、他没有祷告，开始讲到很多很多事情。
So, even Paul seemed to indicate that in verse 1 that he was praying for the Gentiles, you know, there was no prayer.
各位看第三章第十四节。
So in chapter 3 verse 14.
因此我在父面前屈膝，求他，就开始祷告。
And he said, for this reason I kneel before the Father.From whom and he started praying.
所以那里各位讲到什么东西？
So what do we know from this?
从这里啊，我们看到，哎呀，第三，在第一章、第二章，保罗把这个神的整个的计划跟我们讲了之后啊，保罗开始根据这个神的计划要开始替我们祷告。可是还没有祷告以前，他想要开祷告以前，你想到，哎，我还有件事情要告诉你，我先告诉你。
Okay, so we see that after Paul gave his blessing,
才 pick up, 才回来开始他的祷告。
So he wrote down what he wanted to tell us first, and he started praying at verse 14.
那么第三章第一节到十三节就是可以说是一种刮胡，一个刮胡啊 ，parenthesis。他保罗一想到神这么来叫救恩呢、啊，马上想到我这个保罗啊，在神的这个救恩里面。到底扮演了什么角色？
So, verses 1 through 13 is actually a parenthetical passage, which Paul was trying to say, you know, I, Paul, you know, what kind of role am I playing now?
Okay, 所以在这里啊，我们可以看到保罗讲什么？因此，保罗为你们外邦人做基督耶稣被囚的，哦，很重要。
So he first mentioned that because of you Gentiles, I'm the prisoner. Of Christ Jesus.
其实保罗是谁？保罗是谁的？从谁的 prisoner 怎么说？
Whose prisoner
被关的
was Paul then?
保罗被谁关？
Who imprisoned?
被罗马人关，对不对？
Paul, the Romans.
虽然是罗马把他抓去关了，可是保罗说：“你看，我是耶稣基督的被囚，被耶稣基督。”
Even though Paul was imprisoned by the Romans, yet he said he was a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
你看保罗不会把什么事情都随便归给别人，他看到、啊、在他的一生当中所发生的事都有神的能力在那里带他。
So Paul knew that in all things that happened in his life, you know, God's power was behind it.
他不只是从人的眼光来看他的遭遇、啊、他更是从神的眼光来看到他的遭遇。我今天、啊、是做耶稣基督被囚的人。
Okay, so
the prisoner of Christ.
So PaulNot only look at his life through the human perspective, but also through God's perspective. So that's why he said he is a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
还有，他又说啊，我今天做基督的被囚的是什么？为你们外邦人的缘故。
I was imprisoned for the sake of you Gentiles.
那如果你看保罗的一生啊，实在是真的。
So if
保罗为什么缘故被关
？You know why was Paul imprisoned?
就是什么？
Why?
就是因为他向外邦人传福音。
It's because he preached the gospel to the Gentiles.
他告诉外邦人说：“你们不根本不必要 来守这个犹太人的律法，你们只要信耶稣就可以得救。
Because he told the Gentiles that they didn't have to follow the law of the Jews, and the only way to get saved is to believe in Jesus Christ.
保罗说啊，你们不必犹太人，你们不必再来遵守这个法利赛人所教的这一套东西，不要。
And he was asking the Jews to that it wasn't necessary to keep obeying the law as taught by the Pharisees.
为了这个缘故啊，保罗才被关，对不对？
It's because of this reason Paul was imprisoned. So you may know something about the background as recorded in Acts. But I want to tell you one thing. Paul was a Pharisee himself. Paul was actually one of the better disciples of this most famous Gamaliel.
那其实啊，从保罗的背景看起来啊，如果保罗继续告诉人说你们来遵守法律啊，你们来遵守这个摩西的法律，对保罗最好。
So, from the human perspective, if Paul continued to preach the law being taught by the Pharisees, that would be best for him.
如果我们看这个保罗的背景的话，保罗根本没有什么理由。要叫外邦人说你们根本不要遵守摩西的律法，这个律法现在已经没有用了。耶稣基督来以后，这个律法没有用。
So there was actually no reason at all for Paul to tell the Gentiles to ignore the law because the law was useless to them.
可是啊
，But
保罗今天呢，居然肯放弃这一些他所知道那么多的对他这么好处的这个摩西的律法，而教导外邦人说你们根本就不必要这个遵守这个律法。
So Paul today, you know, was trying to tell people that it's no longer necessary to follow the law of Moses.
我们唯一啊能够解释保罗这么大的转变。
So how could we explain this sudden change?
就是果然耶稣从死里复活，就是这耶稣从死里复活的耶稣向保罗显现。
It's because the Christ Jesus who resurrected from the dead, you know, appeared to Paul.
所以从保罗这么很大的这个转变，看到保罗的这背景啊，让我们又一次的能够知道，耶稣基督果然从死里复活，这个也保罗所传的福音是真的，不然的话保罗不会付出这么大的代价。
So this major change that Paul experienced is another evidence to let us know that Christ's resurrection is for real.
所以当保罗谈到神的对整个的这个救恩的计划之后啊，保罗马上想到他自己，就把他的情况啊，把他自己从神所领受的这些跟他们讲出来。
So Paul was trying to share with us what he had experienced.
所以第三章第一节到第十三节跟我们讲到保罗自己的经验
so,
跟这一个神的救恩的计划的关系
Chapter 3 verses 1 through 13 and Paul is sharing with us his own experience and his mission
第一啊他跟我们讲到神的启示
First he is telling us about his revelation
在那里他跟我们讲到啊这个基督的奥秘神把基督的奥秘启示给我们启示给保罗
So he mentioned that God has revealed to Paul
the mystery
of Christ.
那这里啊，讲到基督的奥秘啊，其实是什么呢？有两个，一个是什么呢？基督就是这个奥秘的内容。
First, Christ is the content of this mystery.
第二，基督这个奥秘的来源。
And Christ is also the source of this mystery.
换句话说，以前的世代。没有这个启示。
In other words, there were no such revelation in the generations beforehand.
那这个道理是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
保罗讲过这句话。
This is what Paul said.
你们念了就能晓得，我深知基督的奥秘。这奥秘在以前的世代没有人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
In reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets.
Okay, 在这里所说的基督奥秘指的什么东西
？So what is this mystery all about?
他说以前的世代没有人知道这件事。
It was not known to men in other generations.
我请问各位啊，在保罗以前，有没有人晓得神有没有启示？古代的先知们说，将来有一天外邦人也要得救。
So, has God ever revealed to any prophets prior to Paul that the Gentiles will one day be saved?
有没有？
有。
对。 保罗不不，神最初向亚伯兰启示，呼召亚伯兰的时候，早就告诉他。
So when God called Abraham, he told him that.
就说地上的万族必因你蒙福。
All nations will be blessed through you.
所以其实啊，外邦人要得救这件事啊。外邦人要得救这件事，神在以前的世代已经启示出来了。
So God revealed long time ago that the Gentiles will one day be saved.
可是为什么保罗说，你看这个基本的奥秘在以前的世代没有人知道，神没有启示出来。
But why did Paul say that this mystery was not known to man in other generations?
到底旧约时代这些先知人知道，将来有一天外邦人也要得救，这件事跟保罗所讲的外邦人得救有什么不一样？
So what is the difference?Between the salvation of the Gentiles as revealed to other prophets, compared to those revealed to Paul,
差在哪里？
What's the difference?
就差在这一点。
The only difference.
在旧约时代的先知们所知道的，亚伯拉罕所知道的，就是说，好，神祝福以色列人，而外邦人呢，要怎么说？外邦人要被带进以色列的民族里面，好像说。我现在用 一句台湾话讲啊，这句话国语怎么说我不知道。台湾话说啊，外邦人要本以色列人后裔，什么意思？
沾到他
们吗？哦，对对对对啊，对对，就是说啊，外邦人要沾了犹太人的光啊，沾了犹太人的光，就受犹太人的影响，因着犹太人的缘故，外邦人要蒙福。
The Gentiles was gaining favor.Because of the favors given to the Jews first.
可是保罗所讲的跟这不一样。
But that's different from what Paul had to say.
就是在他们所想的，就是说 ，OK， 神的救恩从以色列人出来，那外邦人呢、啊，就是要沾着犹太人的光，好像他们成了犹太人，来可以来。可以来什么？可以来接受这个救恩。
The Old Testament prophets felt that since Israel is elected by God, then the Gentiles.Can attach, you know, can gain favor from what's given to the Israel.
And then by being attached, or being incorporated into Israel, 对吧？
接着，
外邦人可以成为犹太人的一部分。这个就是在那个时候，在这个新约时代，或者是说 ，OK， 新约以前的那个时代，所谓这个外邦人的 proselyte， 这些犹太教啊，能够叫犹太人，叫外邦人来信犹太教，就沾着犹太人的光，他们。也可以来蒙神的恩典，就是那种想法。
So they were thinking that in order for a Gentile to be saved, he must be a proselyte into Judaism.
可是保罗所讲的这个不跟这个不一样。
But what Paul was trying to tell us was quite different.
保罗就说现在啊，神根本不会说犹太人怎么样，不是我们今天不是沾着犹太人光来得救，今天神已经把犹太人跟外邦人分别完全拿掉了。神重新有一个新的子民，现在不是以色列，我们不是外邦人，成为以色列人才得救。我们今天是因着耶稣基督，跟以色列没有关系，根本 bypass 这犹太人这件事。
So, what Paul is trying to say that we can now bypass to become a proselyte into Judaism, and through Jesus Christ and through our faith in Jesus Christ, we can all be saved. There's no difference between Jews and Gentiles.
好，这个是保罗所做的启示。然后保罗讲到他的使命
，and then his mission，
他就是神交托他保罗，乃是要他把基督扯不多的丰富啊传给外邦人。
So, he was going to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ to the Gentiles.
同时啊，要众人明白这个奥秘
，so that make everyone known of this mystery.
可是你不要以为说第三章第八节跟第四章第三章第九节只是一个重复，其实不是重复。有不大同的地方，你看。
Now, verses 8 and 9 were not simply duplicates of each other.
第八节说，乃是要去传福音。
In verse 8, you should preach the gospel.
第九节说什么？要使人明白，就是光照。我们传福音不但是有时候传了、啊，还要光照圣灵的光照，谈到这个光照的问题。
In verse 9, talking about how to make the gospel plain to people.
第八节讲到基督的丰富。
And talking about the verse 8, talk about the riches.Of Jesus Christ.
第九节讲到奥秘的安排，就是我刚才所说的，神废掉犹太人跟外邦人当中的这个分别，神只是造了一个新人。
Verse 9 talking about the administration of this mystery.
第八节，他是向外邦人讲， 第九节，他们向众人，包括犹太人在内。
Gentiles only. And verse 9, talking about all men, including Gentiles and Jews.
所以保罗说啊，他的使命啊，就是要做借着这两个工作来建设这个教会。
So Paul said that his mission was through parts A and B, to build up the Church of Christ.
最后，借着教会，使天使能够得知神百般的智慧。
So through the church, so that even angels would know the infinite wisdom of God.
所以这个就是保罗的使命。跟我们讲了以后啊，从不是晚上，明天早上，我们开始讲到保罗开始真正的祷告，为这些人祷告的内容是什么东西。
So after we know Paul's mission, so starting tomorrow morning, we'll talk about the content of this prayer. Of Paul.
还有一件事，我忘记讲，很重要一点。
One more.Point?
我们这来看，我这个还没讲这一点，我在这讲完了，然后明天就不必回来了。
So if I finish,
okay, 以弗所书第二章
，Ephesians chapter 2，
保罗说啊，好，你看，第十三节，所以我求你们不要因我为你们啊、所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难伤感，这原是你们的荣耀。
So chapter 3 verse 13, I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory.
第三章十三节最后一点。 3:13. 保罗要在这里加上一句，这个刮胡讲到他自己所遭遇到这件事。
Why would Paul mention his own sufferings at this point?
保罗意思就是说啊，这个今天他受神的这个启示，要让我们知道这个奥秘。神叫到他做这个工作，这一切啊，都在神的计划里面，都是按照神的计划。
So what Paul was trying to say that everything that happened to him in his life were according to the plan of God.
Okay, 念十一节好了，第三章第十一节。
3:11.
保罗说：“我所发生、所遭遇到这件事情是什么呢？这是造神从万事以前，在我们主耶稣基督里面所定的旨意。”
Paul was trying to say that all his experiences happened according to God's eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
他的意思说啊，今天呢、啊，世界上所发生的这些事情啊，都是按照神的整个的神的计划。今天神还在那里掌握着权柄来管理这个世界的历史。
So Paul was trying to say that everything that happened according to God's plan.
那如果今天神还是这个历史的王？历史的主掌握这个历史的进展，如果是这样的话，我们根本就不要伤胆。
OK， 根本不要什么？
不要伤胆 ，not be discouraged.
OK， so if we know that God is still the God of history, yesterday and today, then we shouldn't be discouraged.
所以保罗说，你们不要因为我今天受苦啊来伤胆，因为这个是按照神整个计划。神的计划会呈现出来。
Don't be discouraged by my current sufferings, because this is part of God's plan, which will be accomplished.
我们一起祷告。
So let's pray.
父神，我们谢谢你，因为你今天仍然坐在宝座上。
Father God, we thank you because you are still sitting in the throne today.
你今天还在控制的历史。
So you are still controlling history.
你还是历史的王。
You are still the king of history.The Lord of history.
所以帮助我们弟兄姊妹们真正明白这个真理。
Help us, brothers and sisters, so that we can truly understand this truth.
所以在我们生活当中，我们不至于伤胆。
In our lives, we won't be discouraged.
我们可以在主里面真正有充分的信心。
So we have the enough an abundant faith in our life.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray and thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.